Invoice types. Invoice types include commercial, pro forma, and consular. Commercial invoice. Probably the most common and widely recognized document used by companies around the globe is the commercial invoice. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a commercial invoice as an official document indicating the names of the seller and buyer, the product being shipped, and its value. The document is provided by the seller. The commercial invoice is sent with the shipment because customs requires that the invoice must accompany the shipment. The payment terms may indicate that it should also be sent to the importer or the bank involved. Customs uses the commercial invoice to determine the value of the goods and the amount of duties. Elements of the commercial invoice include, front, consignor's name, address, and tax ID number. Shipment details, waybill number, shipment ID or tracking number, export date, invoice number or purchase order number if applicable, Incoterms registered trademark used in the transaction, never used domestic or non-traditional terms for international transactions, and export reason, for example, sale, repair, ship to details. Consignee's name, address, contact information, and tax ID number. Sold to details, buyer's name, address, contact information, and tax ID number. Units, description, classifications, and value. The quantity and unit of measure. Description of the goods, specifying what is being shipped, its use, what is made from, and any part or serial numbers. Its harmonized system numbers. Country of origin, COO where it was manufactured slash transformed slash grown. And the price per unit and total value. Other required disclosures. For example, information on electronic export information, EEI, or an equivalent shipper's export declaration. Declaration statement, used for licenses, license exemptions, and the organization's export control classification number, ECCN, or an equivalent for dual-use items. It always contains an exact description of the products, including quantities slash units, dimensions, weight, value, and the country of origin for accurate tariff payment. Final cost or value. Currency used, invoice line total, discounts slash rebates applied, invoice subtotal, freight cost, insurance cost, other costs, total invoice amount, total number of packages, and total shipment weight. Also, the financial invoice is sent. This is the invoice that should be paid. It may contain other requirements. The commercial invoice and financial invoice should have matching quantities and prices. Pro forma invoice. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a pro forma invoice in part as a quote provided by a seller slash exporter prior to the delivery of products or services informing the buyer slash importer of the price. The purpose of a pro forma invoice is to avoid misunderstandings by providing the preliminary terms of a purchase agreement after an order is placed but before a commercial invoice is available. A pro forma invoice should have an expiration date after which it is no longer valid. In the past, it was used while the commercial invoice was in the mail, but electronic transmission makes this use case obsolete. A commercial invoice will be required before the customs valuation process can be completed, while a pro forma invoice can be used to obtain statutory licenses if the commercial invoice is not yet available. The pro forma invoice needs to be replaced within 180 days with a commercial invoice that states the same price and quantities. If the terms differ, the valuation will need to be redone. Consular invoice. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a consular invoice as a special invoice used for goods being sent to the importer's country. The importing country's consulate provides the stationery. The invoice is written in the language of the importing country and may require a government employee's signature. A consular invoice is necessary when shipping to a small number of countries, most of which are in Latin America, plus New Zealand, Tanzania, and Nigeria. The purpose of this invoice is to speed up the process of determining importing country tariffs. It is an official record of the classification and value of the shipped cargo. It can help expedite the importing country's inspection process. Since this document is considered a non-tariff barrier to trade, most countries do not use consular invoices.